What is Your God's Name? Part 29. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahweh, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book that we are using for the study, What is Your God's Name? It's a thick A5 book, just on or over 500 pages. Should you require any information, please contact us at our WhatsApp, 0722-367-124. That's international code +27. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are watching the study or participating. You are very, very welcome. But please go to part one. Start from the beginning because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the notifications of all the other studies and also our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family and make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a writing pad ready. It's very important to know that we're not part of any of the following groups or people: any Messianic group, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, the Jehovah Witnesses movement, and even the Seventh-day Adventists. We are not affiliated to any church, denomination, group, or organization in the world. Instead, we are only an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bibles, names according to the 1860 Bible, which Dr. Joseph Briant Rottener has translated. And in this Bible, you will find that the name Jesus was originally called Yahweh. The name Jesus never existed. The name of God originally was Elohim or Hashem. The name of the Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We do not refer to ourselves as Christians, but as Yahwists, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16 in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. I just want to say this is one of the oldest Hebrew stroke English Bibles you will lay your hands on. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. We will now continue where we left off last week. It is very important to watch my hands when I do this. You will know by this time it means brackets. Alright, we are moving into a very, very interesting part of the study, and you must bear with me, because here's a lot of references that I'm going to use to prove certain things which the modern Hebrew and the teachers of the modern Hebrew do not believe. Alright, I'm going to give you the options. You decide who's lying to who. Prove that the name Yahweh is correct. The name Yahweh, not Yahweh, Yahweh, Y-A-H-V-A-H. The V, not the W, came first. The V, not the W, came first. Now, the following references will be some of the research of very famous people in the world. Theologians and professors, doctors, like the Encyclopedia Britannica, it's very good information. So it's going to prove that the V, the Vav, Yod, Hei, Vav, Vav, it's a V, it's not a W. In this part of our study, we will now witness many witnesses which will give greater evidence that the letter V, as in the name of Yahweh, not Yahweh, Yahweh, came before the letter W, as in the name Yahweh. Right, Yahweh's got the W. It might take many hours. It says it might take many hours for you to look it up. So if you are interested, see the references pages in the library. Or in the back if you have my book, What is Your God's Name? All the references is there and all the necessary information. The final proof is in the original documents. That's the best thing, the original documents. Hebrew letters read from right to left. Here are a few proofs. When reading the names, you would find that I've not changed any of them, because that is how they are reflected in the original research material. Some of the things might sound different, but I use it as it is, because you can't change your research material. Hebrew, English. English, Hebrew, Dictionary. By A.S. Waldstein. Now I'm giving you the information. Copy, 1976. By P. Shalom Publishers, Incorporated, page A, it says alphabet, the FAV, V-A-U equals FAV, V-A-U equals FAV. Notice, it does not show a W, it shows a V. Now, a professor of Tikkies in Pretoria, once at my shop, came and visited me. And when we had the discussion about the V and the W, because he's a professor in Hebrew, so he says, but it's not a W, it's two V's which stands together, and it looks like a W. Then I actually said to him, now let's pronounce it, Yod Hei Vav, Hei, that's your tetragrammaton, Yod Hei Vav. He said, now let's say that with two Vavs, Yod Hei Vav Vav, Hei, because you say it's two V's. It's not a W, it's two V's just standing together. Yod Hei Vav Vav Hei. Sounds like my neighbor's dog barking, right? And immediately he sees his eyes open. He says, you know what, Prof, for the first time in my life, I realize it's a V, not two V's together that forms a W. The standard Jewish encyclopedia, WD Day, 1962, C tetragrammaton, four letters. The term generally used to designate the name of YHVA. You don't get a name like YHVA. I hear a lot of people says God's name is YHVH. It's not. You can't pronounce YHVH. How can it be a name? You need the two Alephs, the two A's. Then it becomes a name. YHVH, Yod Hei Vav Hei. You have to add the A's. Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei from this side. YHVH Ya Fa. Now you have a name. But YHVH is not the name. It's the tetragrammaton. Traditionally not pronounced by Jews and formerly misread. It became Jehovah by Christians, the Roman Catholic Church. Also see God's name of YHVH, the tetragrammaton, or Shem HaMehorash, was the particular name of God of Israel and occurs 6,820 times in the Bible. That's not what it is. YHVH is not his name. It's a tetragrammaton. So the tetragrammaton YHVH, if you want to make it a name, you can take YHVH and add any other letters in the alphabet. Whether you're using the 24-letter alphabet, the 26-letter alphabet, the 27-letter alphabet, I'm talking about the Hebrew, the modern Hebrew. They are now working on a 29-letter alphabet in Hebrew. You can use them all. You don't get the name. The only thing that makes the name is the first letter of the alphabet in any alphabet, in any language, is the A, the Aleph in Hebrew. Yod Aleph, Hei Vav Aleph, Hei. YHVH. Yup, there's the name. It's the only name you can form with the tetragrammaton. The New Standard Jewish Encyclopedia, WD 1977, named YHVH. See also God's names of the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia. See which information we use. The Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, New York, 1943, page 203, the Tetragrammaton. What does it say? Yod, hey, waf, hey. Yod, hey, waf, hey. It's written, Yod, hey, waf, hey. That is what? The Tetragrammaton. Who says it? The Jewish Encyclopedia. New York, 1943. The Hebrew Study Manual, Samuel Bachster. The alphabet, page 3, Vav, V-A-V, equals a V. And then it says, there is no W. Hallelujah. Can everybody be wrong? Number 6, the New Jewish Encyclopedia, Berham House, New York, 1962, Tetragrammaton. Jewish mystics were thought to have known how to pronounce the Tetragrammaton and how to make a mysterious use of it. Christians, the Roman Catholic Church, they, the Christians, ignorantly pronounce the word Jehovah in the modern Hebrew. They came with what? The word Jehovah. Like in the New King James, you find the word Jehovah. Scholars suggest that the original pronunciation was Yahweh, Y-A-H-V-E-H. It's not possible because there was no E in the original Hebrew. Note there isn't any W. It shows Yahweh, V-E-H, Yahweh. The 26 letters, this is number 7, Oscar Och, O-G-G, page 74 to 106. The 3 missing letters. Now there's 3 missing letters in the original 26 or the 22 letters. He says, 3 missing letters, there's a J, a U, and a W, were not used by the Romans or the Greeks at all. The letters U and W developed from the V about 1,000 years ago. The letters a U and a W developed from the letter V 1,000 years ago. And the J developed from the letter I about 500 years ago. That is not true. You can't just develop a letter from a letter. A letter is a letter. A W is a W, a U is a U, a V is a V, and a J is a J. You can't say an I is a J. It's impossible. You know why do they say this? Because in 1524, the letter J was developed to create the name Jesus. It was never his name. His name was Yahushua in the ancient Hebrew. And then between 100 and 127 A.Y., Yahushua, after Yahushua, the Roman Catholic Church, they developed the first 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, John, and Luke, and there they use the word Isis, I-S-I-S, which is the sun god. And for 1,500 years, that was the name for the Roman Catholics to know Yahushua by, Isis. It's in their Bibles. And then in the 16th century, 1924, the letter J was created. The letter J, it's not an I that became a J. It's a J that became a J. Thus, the W came in about 970 after Jaffa. Page 70 shows a chart of historic phonetic letters with no W, J, just a V, 1150 before Yahushua, page 105, shows a Greek letter and a Latin charge, no W, just a V. At the bottom right, page 109, is another chart, which includes the letter V, no W. Hebrew in 10 Ministries a Day by Christine Kurzweil, MA 1992. The chart includes the V, but not a W. That was even now the other day, 1992. The Encyclopedia of Religion, 1978, page 1. God is the Hebrew sacred scriptures. YHVH. YHVH, the tetragram. This tetragrammaton attained more than 6,600 times. Page 218, alphabets under the Hebrew Vav, V, not the W. Under the Arabic letters, a comma name, Phi, W, A, W, in the Arabic. This is evident of a W, and later time, we may quote a few of the other references on this W. So where did the W came from? From the Muslims. The first Hebrew primer from alphabets. Let me just go back. The first Hebrew primer for old, adults, 1983. Pronounced chart. V as in vine. A V as in vine. V-A-V. It shows the book print black and scripts additionally. I just want to, excuse me. It's a bit cool. The Hebrew student manual, the alphabet on page 2, is a V-A-V and it equals A-V. Modern Hebrew, A, first year course by Harry Bloomberg. Harry Bloomberg, PhD, 1963. The alphabet, the chart shows a V, no W. Now this is interesting. We need to go through these things. The Jewish Word Book by Sidney J. Jacobs, 1982. Compendium of popular Yiddish and Hebrew words and phrases that color our vocabulary. YHVE, the left out and H. YHVH, the equivalent of Jehovah. Now they want to say Jehovah with a V. V-A-H. Jehovah. It's not Jehovah. It's Yaffa. That's Yaffa. Number 15. Hebrew picture grab. Chart by Living Word Pictures. Vav. V-A-V. And to add a security nail peg. V. No. W. The alphabet Hebrew for all by Harold Levy is available from the Assembly of Yaffa, P.O. Box, Stillwell, Oklahoma. It says on page 18, it's a Vav, a V, as in that, V-A-T. Letters from Bloch Publishers Company, the Jewish book, concerned 31 West 31 Street, New York, New York. To Mr. Alice Snow, dear Mrs. Snow, with reference to your inquiry, do not have material explaining the way Shepherd and Jewish translations or pronounces the Hebrew alphabet. According to our knowledge, the Vav is pronounced as a V by Shepherd Jews. Sincerely yours, Block Publishers and Company. Ay, 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 ay. Proof of the letter W in the word Yahweh. Proof of the letter word in Yahweh. Proof of the letter W in the name Yahweh is from the theory mainly that the Hebrews is only vowels sounded. Another source is the Holy Bible, St. Joseph textbook, conformity version, copyright 1963, on the very inside cover. Halfway down the big letters, Yahweh, with the all-seeing eye, ay-ay-ay-ay-ay, his Kabbalistic symbol should cause a believer to turn away from it. Ay-ay-ay. In future articles, we will address the nation of it. All vowels and no consonants in Hebrews. The booklet, A Study of the Shepherd, Holy Names, by Bill Burton, will be explained. A large part of it is great. There are few probes and references of the booklet Just these six. The Encyclopedia Judic, volume 7, verse 7, page 679. The New Jewish Encyclopedia, 1975. Under the title God. Columbian Encyclopedia, volume 2, under the subject God. The Greater Winkler Prince Encyclopedia, under the title Yahweh. Other evidence is given. The Interpretation of Billy's Dictionary, volume 4, page 923. Ripley's Believers It or Not. Separate Names, page 35. Evidence of the W, as in the following. So what did they do? They create the later W in the later stages. And it came with the Westcarton-Hart translations of the different Bibles. Came with that. Came with the different letters of the different Bibles. So when we come and we look at the way that the Father's name was spelled, he was never spelled with a W. Yahweh. It's not Yahweh. It's Yah-fa. And it's also not Yahvah. It's Yah-fa. Y-A-H-V-A-H. Yod-Aleph-Hei-Fav-Aleph-Hei. It's so easy to understand. There's quite a few that I can still use. That I can still use. For us to understand the meaning, we need to understand the research. The meaning of the words Shu, Shuas, Shuas, and Zeus. Who's Zeus? Sun God. Who's Isis? Sun God. The above will be shown to prove of the conspiracy by Hellenism Jews and the Roman Catholic Bible translators to change the names of El Shaddai, Yahushua, to Isis, Zeus, and then to Jesus. From Isis, it was Zeus, Isis, then he became Jesus. How pathetic. The following is quote from the Dictionary of Christian Lore and Legends by J.C.J. Medford, page 126, under IHC, his. It is known that the Greek name ends of Sus, S-U-S, and Suos, S-O-U-S, which are predictions for Zeus, the sun god. They were attached by the Greeks to names of the local and the gods which they worship. Zeus, their supreme deity, the sun god. Ay, 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 ay. They scaled mountains in Greeks were named Parmos, Sus, S-U-S, the Greek deity of vine, who was named Dios, or Sus. Another of Zeus' sons were Perseus, the Greek hero of the Trojan, was of Odyssey. He says, Ladyssey in Latin, and the Greek deity of healing was Isis, I-S-I-S, which is a variety spelling of Isis and Jesus. Ay, 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 ay. This must make you start to think. The question is it a coincidence that all of our Christian Bibles in the world, the name Jesus, S-U-S, Zeus, the sun god, the same on the end. Jesus is manufactured as the name of the sun god, or must it be the son of the sun god? The son of the sun god. As we progress in the study, certain questions shall be answered by themselves. It's an abomination and a grievous sin to subtitle the name of the son of Yahweh our Elohim, who came in his father's name, by Zeus or Isius, Zeus, sun god. And again later the Roman Catholic Church translate the name to Jesus. This is indeed a very serious violation of the truth. Let us anoint our eyes with eye salve, that we may see according to Revelation 3 verse 17 and 18. And I, which is Jeremiah, just watch my fingers, said, I will not make mention of him, that's Yahweh Elohim, nor speak anyone in his name. His name. Not his name, his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary and holding it back, and I could not. According to Jeremiah 29 verse 20. The good message of gospel of Yahushua to me is the author, is personally, and not just his name, but it is his name itself. The name above every other name. The message also because is of my heart like a burning fire, the word says. Shut up in my bones. I was weary and holding it back, and I could not say, I shall not. You see, for centuries and centuries, we were made to believe that the Jewish people, the Israelites, were not to call upon the name of Yahweh. They were not to. That's why they had the word Elohim or Hashem. Now verse 14, and unto the angel of the church of Laodicea written, these things says Yahweh your Elohim, the faithful and true, witness Yahushua, the beginning of the creation of Yahweh our Elohim. We know that the church of Laodicea in the last age, according to the word of Yahweh our Elohim, we know that the church is also in the church age of grace. Where are we living today? We're living in the church age of grace, hallelujah. Because the coming of Yahushua has not occurred yet. As long as the coming of Yahushua, the parousia in Greek, has not happened, then we are in the time of grace. And people can still be saved. Verse 15, I know thy work, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would let cold thou hasn't been. Cold or hot. The accuse against the last church of Laodicea is that they are not hot or cold, but they are lukewarm. Look at the church, most of the churches today. So, because they are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I, Yahweh your Elohim, will spew thou out of my mouth. This condition of being lukewarm occurs in most of the Protestant and charismatic churches in the 21st century. This shall cause Yahweh our Elohim to spew them out of his mouth. Note how Yahweh our Elohim addressed this last church in verse 17. Because thou have said, I am rich and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wicked and miserable, and poor and blind and naked. Ay. Look at the churches today. Look at the buildings. See the way the pastors dress and the cars they drive, the houses they live in, the jets and the planes they drive. I counsel thee to buy of me gold. Now that me must be a capital M. It's referring to Yahweh. Gold tied of the fire that thou mayest be rich. And what raiment that thou mightst be clothed, and that thy shame and thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salver, that thou mightst see. As many as I, this Yahweh your Elohim, love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous, therefore, and repent. Turn around and repent. That's the message of the day. But the church has forgotten. They have made a compromise with Baal, the different gods of Baal. The invitation is repent and turn away from the lies of the churches. Turn to Yahweh your Elohim, to the revelation of the ancient Hebrew names. There is salvation in no other name but this revelation names. And do you know what? Because the Bible says there's a name given in heaven and in earth. The only name by which you can be saved, which you can become part of the bride of Yahushua. Verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, that my must be a capital M, my voice, and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me, my capital M, with me. The scripture confirms that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is standing behind the closed door of most of our Protestant and charismatic churches with the invitation to open the church door and to let the Ruach HaKodesh back into the church, but to no avail. No avail. Most of the churches has no standard of holiness. They don't preach sins anymore. They don't preach about Satan anymore. They preach church dogma. It's like a show. It's like a show. When you leave church, you just need to feel good. It's not necessary to have an appointed meeting with Yaffa through the Ruach HaKodesh anymore. It has changed. It has changed. And today, everybody, the initial idea is to say that we all serve the same God. We do not serve the same God. I serve Yaffa, my Elohim, the everlasting creator of heaven and earth, and his son Yahshua through the Ruach HaKodesh. In the last 2,000 years, New Age traditions and idol pagan gods, rituals, have been adopted by most Protestant and charismatic churches in the 21st century. This is why, according to verse 20, there is a call for this lukewarm church to repent and to invite the Ruach HaKodesh back into the churches. Invite it back into the churches. The fact that we are now studying this book shows that Yahweh our Elohim has appointed an everlasting life with you. Yahshua in this time is busy gathering his bride for his coming, the Parosha. Verse 21. To him who overcome I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I have overcome, and may sit with my Father in his throne. Will you partake in this promise? Or will Yaffa our Elohim say, go away, I know you not? Living in this age of this lukewarm and grace, we have come to realize the eagerness of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to gather the bride of Yahshua together. We're living in the time, and I'm ending, with the bride, Yaffa through the Ruach HaKodesh and the revelation word. And even the internet, as I'm preaching this word, this revelation word, is revealing himself. And he's actually opening up all these lies that we were made to believe since we were babies and small children. From generation to generation. We have quite a bit to think about. Till next week, if it's Yaffa's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.